Pastor Robert Porter.
You know, in the Word of God, it says, your tradition makes the Word of God of none effect. By your tradition, it makes the Word of God of none effect. We ain't got to turn there. I'm just feeling something that the Holy Spirit has dropped in me right now. And I'm just going by how he wants me to flow. Amen. That's all right. And I'm going to take my time. I don't feel that I'm going to be too long, but yet in the same token too, I'm just going to take my time. Well, what happens with us is that sometimes we can fall into a traditional pattern on things concerning God and not even realizing it. You know, where we're supposed to be studying the Word or meditating on the Word, we may find a certain song. We may put the Word aside and find a certain song that we like only because it just seems to move us at that time. See? And when that happens, sometimes we lose a mighty move of God because we have fallen into like a traditional pattern and not even realizing it. Sometimes God wants you to praise. You know, the point that I'm making here is that we need to present ourselves to God first and ask him what is it that we want to do before we take it upon ourselves to do. To keep us out of a traditional pattern. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? See, because when we fall in that traditional pattern, you know, we lose our ground for our deliverance, for what God wants to deliver us from that day. In other words, if something is coming towards us, because we have fallen in that traditional pattern, we lost sight of what God wants to do. And we fall subject to the thing that's attacking us. So now here we are. You know, we're trying to bind the enemy, and we're trying to do this, and we're trying to do that. And realistically, the enemy say, well, you didn't do what God told you to do, so I have the legal right to bind you right now. You trying to bind me, I'm binding you. You know, so now, in saying this, you know, like I said, the Holy Ghost is dealing with me coming up here. So in saying this, I said, Lord God, where have I erred that I may fall into some traditional pattern, listen, that it may cause me to sin against you? Anything that we do out of the will of God will cause you to sin against him. This had came heavy on me as I was coming up here. I was, you know, well, as I was coming to church, I was just praying in the Spirit. And the thing about it, I got my message, and I guess what the Holy Ghost is doing is he's connecting what I'm saying to you according to this. And I'm starting to see this thing now. You know, as I'm talking to you, he's just laying it out to me. So now, oh my gosh, because we have made the Word of God of no effect through our traditional patterns, what happens to us is that not only do we lose our ground, not only do we fall prey, but we have no ability to discern. In other words, we have lost our connection to heaven at that point. So here we are, we busy fighting with the enemy. you know, try to break all sorts of habits. Oh, I bind you that day. And the Lord say, well, you know, what you going through all that for? If you would have just listened to me in the first place, you wouldn't be dealing with this in the second place. So we need to start being aware of our traditional patterns, because it brings the highlight of religion and it takes away the true purpose of God. It brings man's purpose to surface and it takes away God's purpose. See, this traditional pattern that we subconsciously fall into. We think we're doing good, we feeling good, you know what I'm saying? We just feeling good. Then the next thing you know, you get around somebody and that feeling good goes right out the window. Because it wasn't confirmed and validated by God. Are y'all hearing me? Are y'all getting this? See, we got to get away from this religious attributes in our life. We got to put this stuff in check, you see? Once we do, we are hindering the hands of the enemy and is stopping him from producing anything that he wants to in our life. It gets us away from certain patterns. I'll give you an example of that. Job. He prayed continually for his kids. Why did he do? He fell into a traditional pattern. He fell into that traditional pattern, which caused him to lose everything, because he wasn't prepared for the battle that was set before him that the devil wanted to do to him. All because of a traditional pattern. You see this? You know, I don't know why the Holy Ghost had me bring this up first, but see, you know, what I'm about to read in Revelations 12:11, y'all might as well turn there, because I'm getting ready to go there. Now let me say this. The book of Revelation is truly a prophecy that is going to happen. You understand? This is something that's going to happen. It's something that did not happen yet. All right? In other words, God is building to this specific, you know, this specific thing. It has not happened yet. All right? Now, this is what I need you to keep in mind. When I start reading this, I want you to understand that this, what I'm about to read, it's still going on now. It has not been dealt with yet. All right? Okay, it has not been dealt with yet. Are you with me?
Yes.
It says, 12:10. And it says, and I heard a loud voice saying in the heavens, now has come the salvation and the strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down. What is it? The accuser of the brethren. Where is he? He's right there in the presence of God right now. People say, well, the devil is not up in heaven. Well, according to the book of Revelation, yes, he is. He is still there. He is there accusing the brethren. And listen, he's accuser of the brethren cast down, which accused them before who? God. When? So day and night, he is constantly accusing you. He is constantly bringing accusations against you day and night. And who's he doing it before? God. Now, God is a just God. Everything dealing with God is dealing with justice. This is where we get our court system from today. It's a type and shadow of what's going on in the kingdom of God now. Y'all got this? Okay. Are y'all ready for this today? Are y'all ready? I don't want y'all sitting like a bump on a log. I know that some of this stuff that's coming out, you ain't going to hear everywhere. You see? So in the meditation time that I have been meditating on this, I've been allowing the Holy Ghost to show me certain things that I must bring to y'all. See, because one of the things that we have to do is we got to start identifying our position. See, well, it's kind of hard to identify our position without the one who give us the position in the first place. So if we have got caught up into some kind of traditional or religious system, it is hard for us to identify who, what, and why we do what we do for God. You see? We have a form of godliness, but yet there's no power flowing within us. None. See? None. No power. The word said it. You have a form of godliness, but yet you deny the power of God. See? So we have to come to a point in our life that we need to come to an understanding and knowing what is going on with us now. I receive. When we do this, we are identifying our position. When we identify our position, it gives us our authority. It gives us the authority that we need. Why? It's because we identify with our position. You see? Now, the courts of heaven is always a courtroom setting going on in the kingdom of heaven all the time. What says that is what I just read to you. He is standing before God, the court, accusing us day and night. What is he accusing us of? Our sins. Well, you say, Pastor, I can repent. Yeah, true. You can. You say, well, Pastor, we have the blood of Jesus. Yes, that's also true. But when we pray and we plead the blood of Jesus, are you being led by the Spirit of God? Or is this a traditional pattern that you've been taught? You will tell and can tell by the outcome. Jesus said you will know the tree by its fruits. So if you're just praying, you are not making any kind of headway or ground, is because you have not considered God's will in this. You have to take time with God to find out what is it that needs to be done so I can be effective on what I need to do. We need to get away from all of this. Well, I'ma just pray about this. I'ma just worship this. Well, I'm gonna tell you, all of it has its place, but it has no place without the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the instructions from God, you will have no place. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is why the traditional patterns have to stop, because it's taking your authority away. That means what happens is that the accuser says, you can't do nothing for them, God. God's a just God always. So he had to hold his hand back because what he's accusing you of is a going against God's will and his plan and his purpose. So now let me put this to you like this. Suppose, excuse me, let's look at this on a worldly point. You have a job and you have to go to work, okay? But you decide that one day when you go there, you're going to do what you want to do. You're going to do what you want to do. You ain't check with the supervisor. You ain't check with nobody. You just going to do what you want to do. What do you think is going to happen? You either going to get fired or you're going to get suspended or you're going to get wrote up. I mean, one of the two, right? But your intentions may be good, but because you didn't check with your supervisor first or the boss or whatever, if you can do that, instead of it bringing a blessing, it brought a curse to what? You. This is what we do in the spirit all the time. We turn around and we take the word of God and we listen to a song and we think, bam, that's it. Oh, I plead the blood of Jesus. Okay, what are you pleading for? Who told you to plead? Who told you to do this? Are you led by the Holy Ghost? Who said for you to do what you're doing? Are you moving in tradition or are you moving by the Spirit of God? I don't know about you, but I know about me. I want to get my prayers answered. I want to take the accuser away from accusing me from doing what I need to do. This is why you need to stand before God, take your shoes off. God, I surrender to you. What is it that you want me to do? Allow him to tell you, I want you to praise me. He might say, I want you to praise me right now. Stop praising him. Oh, I want you to read this scripture right now. Well, start reading. Don't start getting into all this how can I put this? So-called prayer. Wake up, blah, 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 whatever you want to say, whatever you want to do. The word should be said, Lord, what is your will for me today? Lead me today on what you want me to do. How do you want me to worship you today? Are y'all getting this? Yes. See, this is going to knock out all of this traditionary mess that we have fallen into and getting ourselves caught up, which has been giving the enemy, this goal according to, this is how he's able to persecute our soul. This is how he's able to bring our soul down to where is that scripture? One what? 143, that's in what? Psalms. Let's turn there real quick. For the enemy has persecuted what? My soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He had made me to dwell in what? Darkness, as though that I had been long dead. This tells me right here that he fell into some traditional religious traps. He thought that he was doing maybe the will of God. But because he fell in these traditional traps, God was unable to do anything. And Satan came against his soul. Now, when Satan come against his soul, according to Job 10:1, he starts speaking out of his soul, the bitterness out of his soul. What does that do? It locks down the accuser on you. It locks him down on you. So it doesn't matter what in the hockey sticks you do, because now what you have done, you have given the accuser the legal right to be able to wreak havoc and to persecute you. Well, when that happens, your life will feel like it has been smitten. You feel like that you can't accomplish anything. You start losing focus. You start losing things. And then I'm going to tell you, people pick their Bibles up, start reading, and they get frustrated because nothing is manifesting out of it. Nothing is going on. Nothing. Well, when that happens, people start turning away from the church and thinking God isn't there. They start turning their back towards God. And now, you know, you got frustration and, you know, they start thinking that nothing. God doesn't answer, you know, they think God doesn't answer prayer. God doesn't do any of this. I mean, you know, you go through this period of feeling alone. Anybody been there? That is not a comfortable feeling. So somewhere down the line, you have given the legal right for the accuser to stay where he is. Because we have fallen into tradition. Now, thank you. So what I'm doing today is I am bringing what we call supernatural awareness to you. This supernatural awareness that I'm bringing to you has a major effect to your ability to perform what God wants. So now, first thing that I want to do is I want you to look at Ephesians 1:16. Now, let me point this out to you. We must have revelation of this. It can't just be words. It must be revelation. We have to have our eyes opened by the Holy Ghost. Revelation. This thing has to be real. Are you there at Ephesians 1:16? It says that the Lord of that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of what? Wisdom and the what? Revelation, what? And the knowledge of who? Of him. This is the start to having spiritual awareness. Then let's look at 18. It says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints, and what is the exceedingly greatness of his power towards us who believe accordingly to the working of his mighty power. This is where we have to go. It's not an if, it's not an and a but about it. We have to go there. But before we can, we must have a revelation knowledge of who he is. When we do, then that other part of Ephesians, we'll start operating in the divine power that God has given us to operate in. Are y'all following me here? Are y'all getting this? Are y'all understanding where I'm going with this? Tradition can't take you here. It will take you away from the divine purpose God has for you. Because you're operating on men's wisdom and men's theology, and you're not being led by the Spirit to operate in the supernatural where you are designed to operate from. When God spoke, he spoke words for the past, present, and future. So that means his words is always a prophetic word moving forth. That's why he said his words should not come back void, but shall accomplish everything that it set out to do. When it's set out to do, that means you have heaven and all the power of heaven backing it. Tradition will lock it up. See? It will stop this process. So again, today, my job is to bring supernatural awareness of what's going on. Supernatural awareness is properly responding to righteousness. When your supernatural awareness, when God tells you to do something, God is righteous. So your supernatural awareness will bring you in a proper response to God. It will put you in a response to righteousness. You see? This is why you don't have time for foolishness around you. Because the foolishness around you brings contamination. Next thing you know, you're saying the wrong thing out your mouth, and now what you're doing, you have flipped the switch. You have moved from the blessing to the curse. That means you have allowed the enemy to bring that accusation that you said and you doing against you. Do you see how important it is to put yourself in a position where you are away from a lot of negativity, a lot of things that will bring you in a position to stop God from flowing in your life? you think you aren't listening, but I'm telling you right now, your soul is listening. People calling you names, things, people doing things. All it's doing is dulling your spiritual awareness. Spiritual awareness, it also means right standing with God. It also means you have the right to everything in the Bible. Everything in the Bible. You have the right to everything that the church has, everything that the kingdom of God has, and everything in the covenant belongs to you. But it has to come through the Holy Ghost that you can have revelation on this, you see? Because it's not going to come through anything else but revelation. Anything else will cause you to fall into a traditional habit which will bring you further under an accuser's hand. That is not God's plan and purpose. Romans 14:17. Are y'all getting this? See, tradition also, what it does, it brings confidence in you and in your ability. Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but what? Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Well, when your soul is persecuted, then you're not in peace and joy. You are not in peace and joy when your soul is persecuted. 1 John 5:14 says, and this is the confidence that we have him, that if we ask anything according to who will? His will, he what? Hears us. Well, what does that mean? You can't be asking stuff on your own. Let me put it like this. I'm trying to nail this thing in based on this tradition, how we get in this prayer and how we just go ahead and start praying and not even seeking God. See, now, when you go and you seek God, ask God, what is your will for me today? Right? What happens is you put in place that scripture I just read, because he's going to tell you what he wants you to do. When he tells you what he wants you to do, then he is going to hear you. When he hears you, that means he's going to tell you what you have to do to stop the accuser. Maybe you might have to bind his hands. Maybe you might have to do what needs to be done. Whatever needs to be done, God will show you. Do you understand that? You understand? Well, when that happens, God is attentive to your prayer, or to your what I want to call offering of sacrifice, because that's what you're doing, rather prayer, worshiping, or whatever. It's offering of sacrifice. He is listening for that. He hears it. Now, because he hears that, and because he's a just God, he cannot go outside of his word. So what he will do, he will bring a word, or he will bring something to you to put you in a position to take the unjust off of you to bring you into the just. You see? You see that? When that happens, your prayer is no longer a delay. It instantly happens. It instantly manifests itself. Why? It's because God is right there, right now, doing what he needs to do. So then what happens? The I am key takes place. God becomes whatever you need, when you need it, where you need it, how you need it. Right then and there. It's no longer a delay. According to Luke, the unjust woman, you see? Now, at the end of that, God said that he would justify you speedily. So if you've been praying for something and it has not come to pass yet, that means there is something that is blocking this thing from manifesting. There's something that you have done. There's something, and this is why I say that just speaking, reading the Bible, I'm not knocking this. You need to read the Bible. You need to pray. But what I'm saying, the important thing is you need to seek God first. God, what is your will for me? What is it that you want me to do? You want me to read the word? Do you want me to pray? What is it that you need me to do? Holy Ghost, stand up to your feet right now. Let's confess this right now. From this day forward, I will ask the Holy Ghost, what is it that you need me to do today to get in God's presence? We need to get away from all of this thinking I should do and get in the thought that, God, what is it you want me to do? That's what I said about this traditionary pattern that we need to break unconsciously. But you know what? The devil gonna hold you to it because ignorance have just taken place. Instead of wisdom, ignorance come in. We've been doing things in ignorance. But this day is over. This day is over. Now I understand. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Now I understand. I understand why we have to do this. You see, before we didn't. That says, Lord, I'm reading your word. If the things in your word is true, why am I not seeing it manifest? You say you're a man, you shouldn't lie. What's the problem? The thing is, it's never God. Let's get that straight. It's never him. It's never him. But it's always us. It's something that, and the thing is, God has said it in such a way that he has to go according to his word. God is accountable and hold strong to his word. He cannot, if he go out of his word, that will make him a liar like the devil. He cannot go out of his word. So if he can't go out of his word, he wants to bless you because he's a loving father, but he has a legal structure in place stopping the blessing from coming because of the accuser got something on you that you've been agreeing with. Because of your religious traditions. Are y'all seeing this? See, I'm telling you now, your prayer is about to be answered. The things are just broken off of your prayers in your life is about to be answered. God is making you spiritually aware. Yes. Thank you. This is why you really can't miss church. You don't know what the Spirit of God is about to do. I'm telling you right now, I'm glad I'm here today because I'm learning something I didn't know. As I'm ministering to you, the Holy Ghost is ministering to me. He's just pulling this stuff all in me right now. So our spiritual awareness, y'all can sit down, doesn't make a difference of any position that you're in. Your spiritual awareness does not identify your situation. It does not look at the problem you're dealing with. It does not look at the situation you are in. It doesn't look at any of that. Your spiritual awareness focuses the righteousness part of God. The thing that you're dealing with will not be that long if you focus on your spiritual awareness, which is the righteousness of God. Then it will speedily manifest itself. So, if the word of God, whatever the word of God says, it is. So, being aware of any situation will always make you a winner. You heard that? Because when you become spiritually aware, with righteousness comes wisdom. It puts you in the mindset of God. Well, if you think like God thinks, what do you think going to happen? So now, I am, by the Holy Ghost, is bringing it, boy, I tell you, I feel him all down my back. I am from the top of my head all the way down to my feet. I just feel the presence of God. See, God, you know, this is, I keep going to this, going. I try to go here based on numbers. You see, God keeps saying to me, I'm the one who gives the increase. So if God gives the increase, that means the focus should be on what God wants me to do so he can increase. Don't worry about getting into a religious, oh, good God Almighty, religious attributes to try to appease, because what you have done was you just reverse. I tell you, I'm going to say this. We got to stop pleasing people. God will please the person if you please him. He will satisfy the person. Please, God, stop trying to please people. We do not have to create anything. Every answer, every solution is within you. No matter if you are pinned down in any situation, it's the answer is within you. But because the enemy has always working as your soul as a target to persecute it. Y'all get this. When he persecutes it, then he knows because of our ignorance, he has full access to you. Y'all tired of being broke? Mm-hmm. You tired of having health issues? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you now, it stops today. And I'm telling you right now, it stops by the unctioning of the Holy Ghost, it stops today. Because right now, you are walking into a level that a lot of believers ain't even there yet. You are becoming spiritually aware. Your spiritual awakeness is you are, let me put it like this. You are being spiritually awakened. There are things, oh my God, that has been dormant in you for such, oh my God. There are things that has been dormant in you. God says at this point, that the thing which was asleep is now awoken. Your gifts and your ability is not based on your own talent, but it's based on his power and his move. So now, as the spiritual awakening rests and resides on you, so will your gifts and talents awake. Praise God Almighty. So now, God is going to show you some ways to unlock everything that has been wrapped around you. God is going to bring you up from under that thing which has been holding you. I'm happy to say that your struggling days are over. Now, because of your spiritual awakeness, you realize, I have just given you keys, said the Lord thy God, to unlock things. No longer will you be held up in any religious tradition. I see chains falling. I see gates opening over you. I see, oh my God, I see walls coming down. I see, oh my God, I see things just happening to you just because. No longer will you be subject to, no longer will you be subject to what the enemy is throwing at you, because from this day forth, you have learned how to get around the enemy. He will no longer to be able to accuse you. Oh my God. Because you are moving in a different realm, in a different dimension. My God. He said, now, listen, some things you may not see right now, but know this, you are on a different level. You have to remember, when the enemy try to rise his hands up against you, you have to let him know you are on a different level. This will cause the revelation of spiritual awareness to wake up in you. God, did you hear what I just said? When you say you are on a different level, I got to repeat this again. What this will do, it will cause the spiritual awareness to wake up in you. It will make you aware. The key word is remember. Remember, you are on a different level. The key word is remember. Different level. Different level. Different level. Different level awakens. Different level awakens. Different level awakens. Boy, I tell you, we're going to walk in such a level of freedom. We're going to walk in such a level of freedom that people are going to be drawn to you. That means, oh, Lord, wow. That means that every day of your life, divine favor is attached to your name. If you take heed to what the Spirit of God has said to you this day, remember, you are on a different level. If you take heed to what the Spirit of God is saying, anything that you have been wanting is going to show up almost instantly. I have one more scripture to read. To nail this I just sense the Holy Ghost all in here today. Revelation 22. I'm going to look at the sixth chapter, and then we're going to read the seventh. Chapter 22, thank you. Sixth verse, seventh verse as well. It says, "And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true." Listen, these are prophetic words that are going out. And I'm confirming what the Lord have gave me to say to you today. This is backing it. He said, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servant the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Two things. I pray that y'all didn't miss this. The Lord just said to you, the prophecy that went out, he confirmed it by his word that I just spoke out. He said, these things that I've spoken to you are faithful and true. This is what he gave me. Then he turned around and says, behold, I come quickly, blessed. So that means any situation you're dealing with, God is coming quickly. But he wants you. He said, blessed. If what? There's a condition with that. See, you aren't blessed if you don't. Now, once you look at this, he says, blessed is he that keepeth the what? Sayings. How do sayings come out? Your what? Mouth. Y'all get it? So, in other words, you got to say what God is saying. If you don't know what God is saying, you have the right to ask. Don't assume, because that assuming can cause that blessing to be a curse. So he says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of the book, of the book, of the book. What I have said to you today is from God's book. So what I have, by the unction of the Holy Ghost, what I have said and what I have preached is prophecy that had come out from God's divine purpose for you. So it has been spoken out based on you. I'm about to close. Anything that is contrary to what he said will void the blessing. Now, you have been spiritually awakened. Gifts, talents, abilities have just woken up in you as well. Do y'all receive this? Do y'all receive what went forth today? Stand up and give your Father praise. I'm going to close the book on this. Amen. This was another visitation from the Holy Ghost. I'm waiting to see what, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting on him. I said I wasn't going to be long. Of course, forgive me, I lied, because it was longer than what I expected.